Christian News Bulletin. Eternity News reports that Prime Minister Scott Morrison has called his federal election victory a miracle, and many of his fellow Christians would agree with him. But not all. While the president of Alpha Crucis College, Professor Stephen Fogarty, says Morrison will go down in history as the first nationally elected Pentecostal leader in the Western world, Christians are divided about what place Morrison and his government should have in our history books. A group of Christian leaders has drafted a letter to the Prime Minister assuring him of their prayers, but calling on the new coalition government to go further in addressing environmental concerns, an issue marked as the major loser in the election. News from the Bible Society suggests that the African continent is set to hold the largest Christian population in the world during the next four decades. A list of the top 10 countries with the most Christians by Pew Research Center projects that by 2060, 6 out of 10 of these countries will be located in Africa. Currently, there are about 2.3 billion Christians in the world and 1.8 billion Muslims. According to the Christian Post, the founder of the North Korean Refugees Human Rights Association, Kim Yong-hwa, a former North Korean military officer who was accused of disloyalty to the authoritarian regime, spent 9 years imprisoned in 3 countries during his journey to freedom. Ultimately, Kim discovered the gospel of Jesus Christ. Today, he runs a South Korean-based ministry that helps other North Korean defectors find their way to safety.